Karabuzi, a wall is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Yud Ches. And we have a clean split, excuse me, clean break on the top of the daf. We started a bunch of halachos about the ksav and the klaf. That has to be erased. And we have a couple more today. And then we'll get to a Mishnah that talks about what the woman is actually saying to, what she's agreeing to. And when she says Amen, Amen, what does that refer to? And then the Gemara obviously will pick up off of that. So here we're at the top here. Kasra al shnei dapim. If you write the Allah, the curses, as we said before, if you remember yesterday, there's a discussion how much you have to write. But if you write it on two pieces of paper, right, two pieces of cloth, like you have again, Sefer Torah made of many different pieces of cloth. So if you write it on two, so then psula, that's no good. Why? Because Sefer, right, the pasuk says, right, Sefer echad am rachmana. It doesn't say Sefer echad, it says Sefer. I think, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, but it's one v'losh naim v'shlosh tzvarim, and not one or two. Because of os achas umachak os achas. Because of os achas umachak os achas. And if he writes one letter, erases one letter. Writes one letter, erases one letter. A very interesting case. That would be psula. The Gemara says that would be no good. What is that case? It says Rashi al hamayim because of os shel acharei umachka. Meaning you write one letter and you erase it. You write another letter and you erase it. But Rashi hishlam mishkula until you complete the entire. However much you were supposed to write, that's puzzle. Why? D'chtiv, it's called Torah, Hashem kula ke'echad, right? You have to erase the entire Torah, whatever you have to write, you have to write it, erase it all at the same time. So again, very difficult to understand what the Havamina would be, right? Because again, the whole fact that erasing, right, the whole part of the Sota is mind-boggling, as the Gemara says several times, is that how could you erase the Shem Hashem? Oh my goodness. Well, if you're doing this one letter at a time, right, it's Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey, well, you didn't erase the Shem Hashem. So, okay, so fine, Seder, the Achronim deal with that. But very interesting pshat that Rashi has. I think if I'm not mistaken, other Rishonim say it's one word at a time, so you get out of that problem. Okay, either way. Right, so anyways, it has to be, that doesn't work. The Chtiv, Asei La, HaKoin, Eskol, Torah, Azos. Right, you have to erase the entire time. The entire thing. A bunch of questions now from that will end in Teku, as very often they do. Boy Rava. Rava says, Kos of Beis Megillah Sashtei Sozos. Let's say you write two different Megillahs for two different Sotos. And again, we're not doing that at the same time. If you remember earlier in the Masechta, we said we don't bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, we don't want to have them right next to each other because they're going to get strength from each other. Right, and, I don't know if it's misery loves company, but they find arrogance and kind of a koch to refuse, right, when they're up against each other, they see each other, so they don't do it at the same time, but let's say, again, you're preparing, right, throughout the day, you have a bunch of sotas scheduled, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, whatever it is, so, but if you write two Megillahs for two sotas, and then you erase them into one cup, so, mao, this is, what's the din? Siva l'shma b'inan v'ha'ika, do you need just to write it, l'shma, right, meaning l'shma, when we say l'shma, we mean for this woman, do you need to write the whole parsha for this woman, v'ha'ika, and you did do that, odama, or maybe b'inanami m'chika l'shma, maybe you have to erase it for this woman, and then, right, you erase it altogether, right, for both of them at the same time, it wasn't specifically for one or the other, v'intim t'lomar b'inanami m'chika l'shma, and if you do need to erase it for this woman specifically, well, let's say machkan b'beis kosos v'chazer irvan mahu, let's say you did erase it in two different, right, earthenware cups. And then you kind of jump the waters together. You put the waters together in a big jug or something. So what's the din there? Mechika l'shma b'inan v'ayika. All you need is just the erasure l'shma, and then you did do that, and you happen to have combined it afterwards. Well, don't worry, maybe halav dida kashasya, halav dida kashasya. Or maybe we're nervous that this woman is not drinking her Megillah, because right, it's all mixed together. And if you tell me that, yeah, it is no good because she's not drinking the same, the right cup, or we don't know if she's drinking the right cup or the right Megillah, let's say you then re-separated them, right, you kind of divided them back into their own original cups, right, obviously you can't do that knowingly, but we have a halakhic concept of Breira. Breira says that retroactively, right, we say that this one went in there, this one went in there, right, we can kind of retroactively kind of figure out what the status was. Again, Tosus points out over here that it's not exactly Breira, right, it's not exactly, because here they were separate, then they were combined, and then they're separate again, right, usually Breira is they're separate, and then they're combined, then we want to figure out, right, which was separated, okay, either way, but do we say that there's Breira, oh, ain't Breira, or do we say that, no, we don't know if, each, each, what's it called, each water made its way into the proper cup, so therefore, we don't know. And then Gemara says, Tegu, and we don't have an answer for that. Bari Rava, Rava asks, now there's just a, how you paskin, so the Rambam usually paskins like the Intim Zawoma, right? The Rambam is, whenever you have a Sveik, a Sofek, right, and if you tell me this, and then it goes on to the second round of Sveikos, so the Rambam usually paskins like that. Obviously, the last one was not answered, the Bayo Lishita, but okay, fine. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam passes the Kula and says that you shouldn't do it, but if you did, then it's fine. But okay, either way. Boy, Rava asked another question. Hiska b'siv ma'u, b'shul feres ma'u, right? There's a couple of types of straws or some sort of drinking device. Right? What's, does she need to actually drink it from a cup, or can you use, you know, some sort of medium? Derech shtiyah b'kach, or in derech shtiyah b'kach? Is that the proper way of drinking? Is that considered halachic drinking or not? Right? You can think of other nafkaminas that come up with this, right? We take it, we don't have an answer, but can you, for example, just finish Pesach, can you drink the dalakozos through a straw? That's something that comes up, right? And for people, let's say, who are elderly or whatever, unable to drink it straight from a cup. Okay. Boy Ravashi asks, what about if you spilled some of the water? Right. So then, take it. We don't know. Again, do you have to drink the entire cup and you're missing a shear? Or, right, is it okay that you still have some of the water left? Right. And then that would be fine. Okay. So we don't know. We don't have these answers. B'zot Hashem, Tishbi, Taris, Kushius, Ubayos. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav. Be Shavuos Hamuris Basot Olama. The Torah says, or the Pasuk says, right, that there are two curses. Right, the pasuk says, right, v'hishbiya esah ha'isha, v'hishbiya kohen esah ha'isha, it says it twice, two different psukim. Right, pasuk yod tes and pasuk chav aleph. I don't have it here on the side of the Torah, or so you're going to have to trust me. But it says that v'hishbiya kohen twice. So why do we do that? What's twice? So Gemara says a couple of possibilities. So achas kodam shenimcha megillah, v'achas l'achar shenimcha. But because there are two shvuos, one before they erase the waters, right, and one after they erase the waters. So the Gemara says, you kind of rehash what's at stake here. Maskele Rava says, what do you mean? Tarvayu kodem shenimcha megillah k'sivan. What do you mean? In the Parsha, in the story, right, in the Halachos, in the Torah, it's written that he has to give her the Shvuah before erasing the Megillah. Both of those, V'yishbiya v'sa'a kohen, both of them are found before, right, the Pasuk says, to erase the Megillah. So that can't be that it's one before and one after. So Ela Amar Rava, Achas shvuah sheyesh ima Allah, v'achas shvuah she'ein ima Allah. Right, one shvuah has a curse with it, and one does not have a curse with it. Meaning that, again, that's just straight up from the psukim. Right, you see that the first pasuk or the second pasuk, I don't remember. Right, it says right es ha'Allah zos. So shvuah ha'Allah. Right, yeah. So then there needs to be a shvuah with a curse, right? And after, right? Or I guess that would be second, right? So then there'd have to be a shvuah that she accepts all the proceedings, and then a shvuah with the curse, right? That she also has to accept as well. So Gemara says, "Hechi damer shvuah sheyesh ima Allah." Well, what's the phraseology there? Right, when you take a shvuah, right, that has a curse attached to it. So Amar Vamar Marav, Mashbeni Alech Shalom Nitmeis Shem Nitmeis Yavoh Bich. That I'm making you swear that you didn't cheat on your husband, and if you did, because if you did, right, then the water is going to go in and blow you up, etc. Amar Rava says Allah lechu the kaimei ushvu lechu the kaimei. Those are separate. Meaning Mashbeni Alech Shalom Nitmeis Shem Nitmeis Yavoh Bich. Those are two separate statements. That's not a curse that's not a shvuah that has a curse attached to it. So Ella Amar Rava says rather no. The phrase would be Mashbeni Alech Shem Nitmeis Yavoh Bich. That if I'm making you swear that if you cheated, so then you're going to get exploded. Amar Ravashi, Allah ike shvuah laka, but then there's no shvuah there. There's no language, right, of a shvuah. Right, so that Ela Amar Ravashi says it's like this: Mashbeini alayach shalon nitmeis. Right, again, making you swear that you didn't cheat on your husband. Ve'im nitmeis, not she'im nitmeis, but ve'im nitmeis. Yavo biach, the waters I will go inside of you. Okay, fine. Seder. So that's the phrase that they would use. Vayter. New Mishnah. Alma he omeres amen amen. Right, the Torah says v'emrah isha amen amen. She says amen twice. Right, usually we don't say amen twice. I think that's halacha, and the Rambam writes that somewhere. I think I'm not mistaken. We try not to say amen twice to a bracha. Again, it implies that there's two reshuyos. Maybe there's a shem and maybe chas v'shalom something else. Right, so we try not to do that. But by the sota we do that. So why do we say amen? Amen. So a couple possibilities in the Mishnah. Amen al hala, amen al shvuah. Right, there's amen to both the shvuah. Right, she agrees with the shvuah. Right, and the curse. Amen meish zeh. Right, Uve Amein Meishacher, and both this guy who she was warned about and any other guy that she cheated on him with, that she potentially could have cheated on him with, Amein Shalosatizi Arusa Unisua, Amein that she didn't cheat on him when they were there was Erisin, and when there was Nisuan, and Vishemeres Yavam Vekonusa, and when she was waiting for Yibam, right, we did that a couple of Masechtas ago, or, right, and after he did actually marry her in Yibam, Amein Shul Nitzmesi, Vin Nitzmesi Yavo Obi, Amein that she didn't cheat, and if she did, that she's going to get, you know, in trouble, she's going to get killed by it. Rabbi Meir says, Amein Shul Nitzmesi, Amein Shalo Etama, that Amein that she didn't become Tame, and Amein that she will not become Tame in the future. She's swearing to stay faithful to him in the future. We're going to talk about that in a second. The Gemara is very difficult to understand how the waters could check her for the future. The Gemara will ask that Shaila. Hakol Shavin, She'ein Masna Ima, Lo Al Kodim Shenis Aris, Lo Al Achar Shetis Garish. And everybody agrees, right? I mean, regardless of what you mean, Amein means that the husband cannot. Okay, so just to clarify over here, if you flip back to the Mishnah to Rashi on Amud Aleph, the last Rashi on Amud Aleph, I wanted to mention, right? Arusa Unisua. Now again, theoretically, right, what's going on over here? Right, the guy says Amein, Amein, the woman says Amein, Amein, and therefore we said that it has a bunch of meanings, and one of them, right, is that she didn't cheat on him by when they were engaged, Erisin, they had the first stage of marriage, and also Nisuin. So Rashi says over here, Ayde Gilgul Shvua. We're introducing here the concept of Gilgul Shvua, of once a person is taking a Shvua about X, you can also make them swear, right, about Y. Right, so this is important Rashi, so I want to read with you guys. Arusa Nizua Al Yade Gilgul Shvua Hu Megagalala Zunus Shal Erisin. Right, he's adding on this extra thing that he may not have warned her about. Right, again, this theoretically, right, presumably, right, this whole warning and seclusion happened after they were already married. But he's also asking and adding on whether she had any illicit affairs before they were fully married. Even if there was no warning, even if there was no sota process. This is where we learned the whole concept of Gilgul Shvua Min HaTorah. So now flipping back over there, right back to the Mishnah. I call Shavin she'ein masna ima lo al kodim she'tizareis. What does the Bach change that to? There's a whole Bach over there. Okay, I'm not going to read it right now. V'lo al agar she'tizgareis. Right, you can't use this to be magalgal shvua. You cannot ask about the situation that she was involved in before they were engaged or after that they would potentially get divorced. Meaning that, and as we'll see in a second, the halacha is that it's only if there's a potential relationship that would asar her to him, that's what the waters are going to check. I read that poorly. V'lo al achashet dizgaris, right? Nistra le'echad v'nitzmeis v'achakach echzira. Let's say she was Nistra for one guy, she cheated on him, and then he remarried her. Lo haya masneima, that also doesn't work. I mean, you can't say that anybody she was with between marriages, right? Then if in the eventuality that they get divorced, right? She has an affair with some, not quote-unquote an affair with someone, and then they get remarried. Zeh HaKlal, this is a rule called Shetiboa V'lo haya asura lo haya masneima, right? If the relationship in question would not asur her to him, so then that is not part of the Gilgul Shua. You can't, you know, say that the water should check you for this, that, and the other thing as well. Amar Rav Nuna says Shomer Siyavim Shizinsa Asura Liyavama. Again, we saw this already in Yavamos several times. If a Shomer Siyavim, right, is with somebody else, she is no longer able to be with the Yavam. Mimai, how do you know? Mitzgatani from our Mishnah. Right, Shomer Siyavim Muknusa, right? What does that stand for? So meaning we cut down Shomer's Yavam Uknusa, comma. Right, from the fact that that's what we're including, right, we seem to imply, right, that if she would have be with somebody else, that would be asur to him. Because if you tell me that Asira Mishum Hachim Asnabada, meaning, because again, what do we say at the end of the Mishnah? That only something that's going to asur her to him is something you can check with. And one of the things we listed off is the Shomer's Yavam. So if you tell me that if she's with someone else, she's usher to him. So then that's why, even though it's not just her karis, it's not just her ervo, whatever. So then that's why he can include it. Ella Imkain, But if we say lo asira, that they're not asur, heichi masne ba'ada, right? How could he ever include that into the shvuah of the Sota waters? Fatnan, right? Zeh klal. We learn again the end of the Mishnah says kol shi'ilu tibor vo te asura lo yahaya masne imo. So the Gemara answer is amin b'maraba leis halachas like Rav Amnuna. The halacha is not like Rav Amnuna. Elohad the katani shemaras yavim knusa hamani Rabbi Kiva he, because that's actually Rabbi Kiva shita. Right? There's a whole machlokas as to whether, what is considered to be arayos, what will lead to mamzerus, what types of unions and relationships will lead to mamzerus. And this specifically is Rabbi Kiva. The Amar in Kiddushin Tosfim B'chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Kiva holds that there is no tfisas Kiddushin. The Kiddushin doesn't work even if there's an Isser Lav, right? There's different levels of Isurim. For example, a person's not able to marry a sister in Isser Karis. If a person would say, Harei HaMikudesh lead to the sister, that would be nothing, right? There is no halachic significance. There is no what we call in the Gemara language tfisas kiddushin. It doesn't work. There's no marriage. There's no halacha. You don't need to get. There's nothing. She's not usher kohen. Nothing. But if there's that question is what level of isser is that true? Right? Sometimes we'll say again. Let's say for a kohen, there's not allowed to marry grusha. So let's say they do get married. So is there a marriage? Is that legal? Is there an isser? He has to divorce her, but does the marriage work? So yeah, usually we pasken that the marriage works, but he has a chiyuv to divorce her. So that's a chayvei lav. So Rabbi Kiva holds that marriage doesn't even work by a chayvei lav. So that's what we're talking about over here. That's going to, and Meshavilei Ke'erva, therefore, a woman who's a Shomer Yavam, who's with someone else, Rabbi Kiva holds it's an Erva, but we don't pasken like that necessarily over here. But that's what our mission is saying. It's not necessarily indicative of Rav Amnuna. That's why we don't pasken like it. Okay. For Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Ma'o she'yitna adam al nisuin erishonim al nisui achiv ma'o. Right? Is a person allowed to add on and stipulate, again, that the water should check, right, his first marriage, meaning this is their second marriage, but he's now asking to check the first marriage, right? Or he's trying, again, let's say he was the Yavam and he married her through Yibam. Now he wants the Sota waters to check her for her marriage to his brother. So Mao, does that work? So Toshma, so Gemara says, yeah, sure it does. Because what does the end of the Mishnah say? Zeaklal, kol shetibo, v'lo tehe asura lo, lo haya masneima. The only thing that you can check is something that would make her asher to him. Well, guess what? Right, ha'asira, ha'chanami demasna, shmamina. Right, if she would have had a problem, right, she should have done something during their first marriage, or if she would have done something while she was married to his brother, that would have, in both scenarios, he would not have been able to marry her. So that is something that you can check for. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shalom, it's Macy. Right, Amen that that she didn't, and Amen Shalom, what is it? Etame, whatever the Hebrew is. Right, that not that, you know, only that she was faithful, that she will be faithful in the future. Tanya Rabban de Braisa, Lo kisha Amar Rabbi Meir Amen Shalom Etma. Right, it's not that Rabbi Meir says that the waters are testing her now to see if in the future maybe she will cheat on him. Ella, no. Rather, what it means is the kishetitma, that when she does do cheat on him in the future, so then mayimar nosa bokenosa, then the waters check her then. Meaning, and not that we're seeing the future over here. We're not calling her Ben Sarah Mora, we don't know, even though there's Ragvain Ladover, but we're not like that. Right? So we're not going to punish her now based on something that, I guess a Kosh Baruch Hu sees in the future, if you want to explain like that. But no, what it means is that anything that might happen in the future, right, the waters that she's drinking now, right, will then test her and obviously mess her up then. Boy Rav Ashi, let's get to the Tanna Rabbanan, and then we'll hold it here, and we'll finish the parak tomorrow. Boy Rav Ashi, Maoshi Yasna Adam Al Hanisuin HaAchronim. What about, can a person, again, we said you can check for previous marriages. What about later marriages, obviously, to the same woman? Right, does that work? Right, Hashtamil Lo Asira Belay, right, Odom, I mean, right now, right, she's not Asir to him, right now, there's no problem. Odom, or maybe we say that Zimin Demigarishla, because sometimes they'll get divorced, Hadr Mahadrla, and then he'll remarry her, and then obviously that would, right, if she cheated on him, that would obviously mess up that marriage. So Tashma, so then we learned our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah, Ka'kol Shamish Elohaya Masneima Lo Akodam Shetizgarish, Velo Al Achar Shetizgarish. Well, again, everybody is masking, everybody agrees that you can't check anything that happened before they got married or after they got divorced. Nistra La'echad Vinitmeis V'achakach Yavzirena Lohaya Masna. Right, and if she was with someone in between marriages, and then he would remarry her, right, then there's no issue. Right? Not there's no issue, but lo hayamasna, then then you can't take any stipulation, right? You can't include that into the marriage, into the mesot, the waters. But if the order was switched, and if they got remarried and then she was unfaithful, so then sure enough, surely you could add this to the stipulation, and we can check on future marriages. Okay, we'll start to do Tanur Rabanan tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.